Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Carly. It's like April 19th, I believe. I could be wrong, but yeah, it's April 19th. We have so much to talk about tonight, so much to go over. Soaps, prime time, every show you want to talk, call, please give me a call at 1-347-850-8721. And we are going to just have a fun time. And, okay, so I'm going to not bring anyone on right now because no one is on. And I'm waiting for Blizzard and Sully and all my girls to call in. And, you know, tonight is this a night where we can just talk about what is really pissing us off and, you know, more than pissing probably me off right now. And, you know, I try to be fair. I really do. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, I try to, you know, do all that because, you know, you just want to be treated like a good person. But, you know, all the Zay Sammers, you know, driving me friggin' crazy, okay? You know, Jason and Sam fans, you had your day. You had your time. You had 3 or 4 years with, you know, how the story went. And Jason and Sam, you cannot say they ever loved each other, but, you know, the truth is, no, yeah, you know, they're idiots. And you know what? It's like Vaison is coming. They feel we'll be broken up by the summer. That is just my feeling. And God, I hope I'm right because I've never wanted like a personal breakup. Like when I went through my own personal breakup, you know, I wasn't looking forward to it. I wasn't like jumping down and thinking my life was over. But with this Zay Sam breakup, I never wanted anything more. And so, yeah, I'm going to see if we have any more, anyone way on the... okay, oh, we have, I think I know who this is. Hello?
Hi, Carly.
Hey, you're the first one to call in tonight. Carrie is on her way. She's, like, doing a paper, so she will be here momentarily.
Okay.
Brizzy is in the guest room, so she says she will be here momentarily. And so how was your weekend?
Very nice. And you?
It was busy. It was just, like, one of those, like, weekends that are busy, but from now until, like, July or August, everyone I know has a birthday coming up, so...
Ah, parties.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, my niece turns 6 on Friday. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I went a little shopping for her because, you know, 6-year-old kids are very, very cute, I think, but that's just...
Yes, they are. But then they grow up.
I know, and that's like my worst, you know, I'm like, that's my worst fear. Oh, and Cherry, like I said, will be here momentarily. She really liked Spartacus on Friday night. She
so
really
what have you
liked...
been complaining about tonight so far, Carly?
Well, me complaining? No, I... I just... There was an article that came out in SOS. And the article just made me want to... Well, I did write back. I mean, I wasn't going to, But then I got really mad, and I kind of blame it on Terry here, because she was in class. So, you know, she wasn't my conscience telling me not to do it. And it was just like how, you know, she said that Jason shows so loyalty over love when, you know, he was going to break Sunny out of jail and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I would not. I don't have a problem with Jason helping Sunny because he's with Sam. Now, if he were with Liz,
you
I don't think...
Pissed.
What?
I said you would be pissed.
Yeah, but see, I mean, I don't want to sound mean. Oh, Briz is on the phone, too. Yay! Hello?
Hello?
You know, I had like 3 minutes of, I had to talk all by myself, and that was very, 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 no, I'm just, you know I saw one, you know, it was on Twitter, and it was an SOS article about Jason deciding loyalty over love, and I did not mean to slam the writer of this, but I just said, you know what, when Jason sees one of his friends or family in trouble, no matter who it is, he will go help. Sam is just a wild people, and that's all I can really say. Like, I said a whole bunch of things.
Absolutely.
And
hi, Bridget.
Hi, Shirley.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Okay.
How's the weather? Because I heard, like, all over. There was snow in New Hampshire this weekend.
It's been gorgeous, actually, the last couple of days.
We had
a little rain, but other than that, it's been pretty nice.
Yeah, it's been pretty nice here also. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it's been nice. I mean, it hasn't rained in, like, a couple of days, but we are supposed to get rain tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, no, rain, go away. We like the sunshine, but... Yeah, Bridget, you saw Army Wives last night, right?
No, I didn't. I got to watch it on Lifetime. I was watching the AMC Awards. I'm sorry.
I had to watch
the AMCs.
Well, I
can always watch it on Lifetime later.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but my heart has been breaking ever since the AMC Awards because I'm a Taylor Swift fan. Through and through, and you know why? I'm so sick of everyone says, well, Taylor had her year, blah, blah, blah. No one was saying that when Carrie Underwood, you know, took, you know, took, and it just pissed me off.
But look at Brooks and Dunn. They've won 15, 16 years of awards. They haven't given a chance to anybody either.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's Harry a double-edged sword, so...
Yeah,
hey,
awesome.
Miranda Lambert finally won something.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Annabella won 5 awards, which was great.
I didn't see all of it. I was changing back and forth because I was watching The Apprentice. I was just changing back and forth.
Terry, you're on the line, right?
Hello?
Hey, I just thought you were on without announcing you.
Oh, I know. Well, that would have been nice. So
hello, Terry.
Hi.
Oh, go. Okay, hold on. We have another. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. What's up?
Hi, Jay. How is it going?
Hello, Jay.
Okay.
Hi, Jay.
Who is the host of the show?
Me?
Why? Why haven't you greeted me when I came on to the discussion?
Because I was just thinking how perfect my day went, and I just thought, crap. I mean, I've been so lucky for the last couple of days, and, you know, I mean, I was going to say hi, but you know what? I was letting the others talk, and I wasn't being polite.
Okay. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Hi, fine. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing great.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Can I ask you ladies something? Your Twitter. See, I don't do any of that. I don't do the Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't do the Twitter. But I was reading something on the site that was yesterday or today about Steve. Was he twittering something about he's gonna have his shirt off in July?
Okay.
Said that? He actually said that?
Well,
he also was kind of a little snooty to us liaison lights.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. It was a big uproar on RTN
about
there was.
What did he say? I don't understand.
Well,
apparently
one of the wrong liaison fans rubbed him the wrong way, and he kind of, and I can understand. He is only human.
Right.
You know, we need to
kind
of give him a little bit of a break, because he he can't help who he's paired with right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I know.
He stuck with the boil on his ass for a while.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's what it is. You can't Twitter somebody and get all bitchy and not expect a reaction back. I mean,
exactly.
Wait, who are you guys talking about now?
Steve Burton.
So what happened?
Apparently, one of the liaison fans said something on his Twitter to him, and he kind of said something rude back about liaison fans. And
what did he say?
I'm not all. It was on RTN, one of the liaison sites, and I don't know for sure, because I do follow him, but I never read it. But apparently, he bit back a little bit, and it pissed off a lot of people. A liaison fan.
Ooh, what's happening with the sound? Your sound is wavy.
Breaking up.
I mean, I guess, you know, I guess by now, I mean, I can understand him doing it, but, you know, they were a liaison fan, but the way they came across was more like, you know, I really, really don't like you pairing with this, and you're not doing anything about this. So it was more like that. I mean,
It's not his fault they put him with the thing. He's doing his job. I mean, he's
hold on. We have another caller, you guys.
Okay. Hey, Carly?
Yeah.
It's Leanne. I want to talk to you about Drew Garrett and his last day on General Hospital, okay?
Okay, go for it.
Okay, I just want to say that today is the last day that Drew Garrett will play Michael Corinzo III on General Hospital, because he was fired right in the middle of a heavy storyline. Tomorrow, a new kid is going to take his place, and so we need your listeners to join us, our efforts on Facebook to get Drew Garrett rehired, and to follow us on keepdrewgarrett.com. I'm sorry, that's not right. Twitter, Keep Drew Garrett, at Keep Drew Garrett. So, and follow us on Drew Garrett on Facebook as well. And, Carly, you know how to find us on there, too.
Yep.
So that's what I want to let you know, because he shouldn't have been fired. And the reason that I'm so upset about this is because I don't like the way viewers and actors are being treated by the powers that be on TV, like on ABC Daytime, for example, taking it for granted that fans do not matter, that viewers do not matter, and that they can make decisions for us, and that actors can just be fired on a whim because somebody gets an idea that they want to make an arbitrary cast change, like Jill Farren Phelps did in this case, with replacing Drew Garrett in the middle of a heavy storyline, just right after he was placed in the opening credits. It's not right. This has been very, very upsetting. We're well over 2,000 strong, and tonight our page is jumping live real heavy because more and more people are learning that he's been replaced, and no one's happy about it. So please, listeners, for Daytime After Dark, join our efforts on Facebook. Our group is called the Drew Crew, and we'll keep Drew Garrett, and we want Drew Garrett to keep playing Michael Corinthos III on General Hospital is the name of our page on Facebook, and Keep Drew Garrett is our Twitter page, so, and you can find us all there, too, or at the Drew Crew on Twitter as well. So, anyway, that's what I had to say, Carly, so you all can go on with what you were talking about. Thanks for letting me call in, though.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
we were just really talking about Steve and the whole Twitter thing this weekend, and that's, you know.
What happened on Twitter? I might have missed it.
Oh, you know, this some liaison fan said something that Steve fought back, and it was not the most.
What she said, please, because, I mean, I would really like to know. Can you just, what did she say?
Well, I don't even know what was said. I just heard about it being said.
Somebody has to know exactly what was said, because, you know, I've been trying to follow it, and I don't. No one has really come out and said, well, she said so and so and so, and he said. But all I know is that he was very upset, and you can kind of understand it. But then Steve is not stupid. I mean, he should know when he puts himself out there. You
exactly.
Know, shit like that is going to happen. You know,
about something on Twitter? Is that what y'all are talking about?
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, it was a fan, you know, of a fan, and she said something very negative, you know, about his pairing as of the present time, and he got upset, and, you know, so.
Oh, wow.
One thing led, so I don't know.
Kind of grouped us all as being part of that, and not taking into account that it's only one person that said it, not the whole fan base.
It's not the whole fan base, right? But, you know, but that's how it goes, you know.
Oh, he took it as the whole fan base felt that way or something.
Right. Yep.
So it was a comment basically about a couple being together, right? That was the comment.
Yeah, JJ.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, has any of these actors of this show come out and commented on the degradation of the show in general?
Oh, hell no. They're not going to do that.
No,
they're going to pimp their storylines till the cows come home.
Yeah.
You know.
They're not going to do that. Heck no. Yeah.
Now, what they say in private is one thing, but they will never come out and say anything like that.
He got fired not even a month after he said he was good as gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They're going to lie through their teeth till the bitter end.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of the problem, don't you think? I mean...
you know, but that's just the way it is. I mean, everybody is going to work whether they're happy or not, and they are going to collect that paycheck, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, that's basically what it's all about right now. I don't know according to the post, Steve says that he likes his storyline. He's happy as a lark. I mean,
he's
going to
say that because
he's going to say that.
Come right out and say, I hate who I'm playing with.
No, I understand.
And
but I was
they
just
probably
being
wrote
sarcastic.
On their contract,
know,
they can only say so much. And, you know.
And plus that, is it true that he has already resigned for another year?
I heard that.
I mean,
he has.
Come on. I mean, you know, what is it all about, Alfie? I mean,
does the show have a year left?
Oh, God, Dan, you're going to say something like that.
Oh, God. Okay, Zub.
Well, you know.
It's me. It's the Jay Spams are just as mean to him on there, but he don't call their asses out.
I know.
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, did you he did an interview with Michael Fairman the other day, or I think it was a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about, he asked him, you know, about the Stagecoach and, you know, DeSam, and he said that right now DeSam are like at a stall with all the storyline right now. They're not sure where they're going to go right now, as of right now, though, but I don't know what that means in the future, if they're solved for the future, but as of right now, they're kind of in a stall.
I don't understand. If they're in such a stall, how does he know already here in April that in July he's going to have a shirtless
I don't get it either.
What is
that
all
about?
Supposedly they let them know in advance so they can get all buff and sexy for the big old
gosh.
Shirt.
Okay.
But he sounds so ridiculous. I'm going to have a shirt. What is that all about? The man's almost 40 freaking years old.
He was.
Playing
it
to
sounds
the
so ridiculous. It sounds so
he's
ridiculous.
Hey, Carly.
Yeah.
Carly, I have to jump off because my husband just walked in from work. He was not supposed to be off till 11, but he's already home. I'm sorry.
Oh no! Hey, just come back on Wednesday.
go.
Hey, Carly, how's it going?
That's my husband.
Oh.
He walked in. So anyway, and he's a Jason and Elizabeth fan. So
we all love him already.
You know, we really love him. I mean, honestly, love him for that.
I know you do. So anyway, he was smiling. He smiled when he got. I told y'all that, and y'all said that back. So he's happy, but. Anyways, he just came in and he brought some dinner, which I did not expect. That's why I have to hang up.
Oh, you have a good husband.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah. But anyways, y'all have a great night. And if I can figure out how I will turn this thing on the radio. I have never yet figured out how to do that, but I will work on it, okay?
Well, this is easy. All you do is go on our site and, you know, and you can listen. It's really easy.
I know. I'm on your site. That's where I got the number. But I can't figure out how to make it work. I'm not very smart on these things, but I'll fiddle with it. And if I can figure it out, I will let you know.
Okay.
All right. Y'all have a
good
night.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Carly, you have a website?
It's not a website. It's like the blog talk thing. Like,
You should make a website. With like message boards and stuff, and then I can get
Okay. How should I say this in the nicest way possible?
Okay.
Okay, silly, go get your popcorn ready.
Oh my gosh! I thought we were gonna have a nice night and just Gabby.
We usually.
Okay.
Hey,
what? Jay hasn't really said anything yet.
Exactly.
I mean,
why are you setting
yourself up.
I'm just setting the stage for what's about to come. I'm just warning people, that's all. If they are hungry, this might be the nice part of the program is the popcorn. That's all I meant to say.
Steve said some Mason fans were mean to him. Never mind. They twisted his words, they said.
Yep.
So does someone there know what was said exactly?
I don't know. Does anybody in chat room know exactly what he said?
No, not yet.
So, Carly, you should start a website with the message board, like the bulletin. That'd be
Ooh.
Okay, well, I will put that in an advisement, say.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, Carly. You know? Why not?
Because I'm not going to be able to call during the summertime, because I'm going to be on the
board. Oh, say, I am so sorry to hear that. That just breaks my heart.
Just because I'm not going to be able to call in, don't think you can commandeer the whole thing and push your ideologies, okay? I'm still going to be checking in.
Okay. You know what?
Oh, wow.
He got your pepper.
Why can't we all just get along?
Oh, my gosh.
Because we are all of us ladies as long as when Zay calls and Zay and I have to have it out because his ideas and everything should just be out the window, kind of like thrown out at 10. Your ideas should be like thrown out.
My ideas
like
should be thrown out.
I have to agree. Some things that Jay says, I agree with.
Guys. Guys, give Jay creative control of GH.
We would love that.
Okay.
Anybody but the idiots they have in charge now. Jeez.
Elizabeth Fan said the poster was GH sucks, and she said the poster was blaming him for not fighting for Liaison, that he was a sellout, etc.
Haven't they told him that before?
Okay.
That is ridiculous.
Now, look,
can I just
say something about that statement?
Yeah.
It's a bit harsh. Is there some there's some truth to that statement? I'm sorry. Now, the guy is a good actor. He seems like a good person. I wouldn't say all like a sellout and all that stuff. But listen to the statement. There is some truth to it, guys. I'm sorry.
You mean for the what part of it? Like for not fighting, or what? Like he blaming him for not.
The way the GH listen, it's just people. Look, the show is bad, but it's like. You have a situation where you have products are terrible, but people are just going along with the crowd and not saying anything or speaking up. He's one of the veterans on that show.
Yep. So, you can't tell me they don't have some say in their roles after being there so long.
I mean,
long.
Look at Kelly. She got what she wanted.
What she wanted, exactly.
How so I don't know, and she is definitely not over Steve Burton, you know. So I don't quite get that. But then in the past, he and Becky both, you know, tried to fight for the pairing, and for some reason, they just didn't want to write for them, you know. And then when they did write for them, we got little bits and pieces. We never got an entire storyline, which is a beginning, middle, and end. We never got that, you know. And I think that's what fans are pissed off about, because we never got a real story. And that's not fair. Like every other couple on any other soap, everybody got a story. But when it come to Liz and Jason, we got little bits and pieces. We got scenes. You know what I mean? Scenes. Whereas he and Kelly, although Kelly is wallpaper, but they do have a story, you know, whatever that is. But, you know, but it's much more than what we got. And I think that's what fans are so pissed about. I mean, that's what I'm pissed about. Even if they had gotten their story and things didn't work out, oh well. You know, I don't think fans would have taken it as badly as they did. But since they didn't, you know, this is the result. And all those fans getting crazy and blaming Steve, I guess, you know, they figure, well, you have to blame somebody, so let's blame him. But he's the employee. You know, he's the employee. You know, he is not the writer. He is not in management, and he takes orders just like we do when they, you know, when people go to their 9-to-5. That's what he has to do. Maybe he had said something, you know, and then maybe they said, I don't know, maybe that's the reason why he signed on for another year. Maybe he's going to get the story that he really wants. I don't know.
I think
but,
so.
I
just think.
Go ahead.
Go Zay.
Do you know what I think the problem is? These guys, they don't know where to take this thing. Like, if you know the end result and what everyone is waiting for is for these two people to get together, they're going to prolong that thing until the end of time because they don't know what to do after that.
No,
that's just my two cents.
No, okay. Mm-hmm. But I really have to disagree with you. It's just fearful of, let's give these two together, the other pairing, tank like the Titanic. And,
what?
You know, they know. They know if they put Liz and Jason on screen for even a second, their ratings will go higher than anything. And they know that what they've been doing for the last year and a half to us is really bullshit. Like Silly said, no
so
other
think,
couple.
You think one couple can save this show?
Well,
no.
Okay.
No.
For me, that's part. I think part of. I think putting them together would be part of.
Yeah.
Getting back together, not the whole thing. I mean, there's still a lot of repair to be done, but I think that's a big part of it. I mean, I don't think that they themselves can.
Would you be in agreement that that's what mostly everyone's waiting for?
Well, mostly everybody's waiting for, and then that could be the start of more changes on the show or something. If they could start writing really good for Jason, and because they've done it before in the past, you know, back in the days when they were together, when they started being together, writing really good. I just think that's, you know, a big part of what could be changed on Jenna Hospital. I mean, not entirely. They can't really do it entirely, you know.
I mean, it's so much backstage politicking, you know, involved.
There we go.
I mean, it's stupid. You know, I mean, after a while, it gets so ridiculous. And I don't know. Now, I don't know what have the ratings been like. Have the ratings gone up or have they gotten any lower?
Well, you know, they went from fourth to, I mean, sixth to fourth thing, but you know what? Kelly Monaco was on those 5 days that the ratings spiked.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she was on so little that it's even, like, laughable in a way because the ratings, you know, did a 180 when she's on. Whenever she's on, the ratings just, you know, go down the toilet. And, yeah, fine. No, they do. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, really people that just clean house and, okay, fine, maybe start with the top. But, you know,
I just think that GH needs to take a cue from the other soaps on the air, like Days of Our Lives and Young and the Restless and even The Bold and Beautiful, because they listen to the fans and they're consistent.
Mm-hmm.
They know the history and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to take a cue from them, but they're just, I don't know. And ABC's a family-oriented station or whatever, and, you know, they, I don't know, just the way they're writing GH right now. Well, right now, with the Sunny trial and everything, I tuned back in. I mean, it seems like slightly getting a little bit better, but that's
well,
my...
Well, didn't they hire two new writers or something?
Yeah.
I
heard they hired one.
Oh,
but,
one. Oh, okay.
Okay, but, you know, one is a good start.
Well,
but
yeah.
Does anybody know how to write romance? I mean, every
go.
Other soap gets every other soap gets
romance.
Guza
only knows angst and mob. That's all he loves.
Yeah,
what
they don't know how to write romance.
He lies through both sides of his face too.
There is no. Yeah, they don't know how to write romance. Look, even the Jassam fans are not getting any romance on their couple. You know,
no, they get sex. They get shirtless scenes. But that's not romance.
Yeah, what's so romantic about that? There's nothing.
You know, I mean, years ago when so-called housewives, you know, started watching soap operas, you know, that's what we, you know, watched for. You know, that's what they watched for. They watched for romance, you know, and you like that. Really, you know?
What is Jay? Okay, Jay, I hear you laughing in the background.
Yeah, I know. I hear him cracking up.
Yeah,
look,
okay, so what do you think about what?
I just don't see actresses like Sam bringing romance to the table.
Oh, no. She isn't about romance. That's part of the problem. She isn't romance.
I've never seen she's been with Jay.
She's all
I've
sex.
Never seen any romance.
I try to be
devil's advocate too, and try to go on, you know, being adjacent and stuff. But I don't see it. I don't see what there is no rampant.
You know what? Actresses like her are running rampant in Hollywood, and I'm tired of seeing them. I'm tired of seeing them. These blondes, these brunettes, and these Renee Walkers. I'm tired of seeing them.
Renee Walker.
No way. She died last week, and I didn't care.
Oh my God!
I watched that show. She died. They had the little TikTok end the episode all in silence. I didn't.
I knew she was going to die. I read an interview. There was something in the TV guide that.
Seriously, there were women
I read
at my campus. They were talking crazy. 24.
I assumed it was
going to
be her.
Huh? It's so sad that she died. And then I'm like, guys, if you think that's sad, don't go back and watch season one where his wife died, because then you're going to have a heart attack. Seriously.
Well, that was really sad when his wife died.
Yes.
I was not expecting that at all. You know, they got back together, you know, a little bit. They were getting close again, and then all of a sudden, she just comes right in and shoots her.
That was terrible. My heart sank because it was like you went through the whole journey with him for that first day. And he was right at the end, and his wife was there, had that blood stain on his shirt, and it just zoomed out, and it was very well done, and I was like, no.
Wow.
Oh, my God. But when Renee Walker died, I was like, fine, goodbye. Okay. I didn't care.
Well, it's okay. Okay, I'm not going to comment anymore.
No. Big sis, please comment. Please, Bill.
I liked the character of Annie on this show. I liked him. All his other female characters that he had, I was not a big fan of. You know, maybe Terry and, you know, but I mean, I liked Annie and the first season that she, last year when she was on there, it was just, there was no, I don't know. I liked her.
She doesn't have any place on that show. I'm sorry. She just doesn't. And the who was the traitor this season? That blonde-haired girl. She's not nowhere near what Nina Myers was in season one.
What girl?
The girl that was the traitor in CTU during the show.
Oh yeah.
They just tried to re-emulate things that were done in the first season.
Oh, okay.
It's a different environment now. It doesn't work. Yeah. And look. I'm sorry for going after these guys, but there's going to come a time soon where I'm not going to be able to openly insult these actors and directors. I mean, the time is coming very rapidly, but for obvious reasons. But it's like, I'm sick of seeing these guys, okay? I'm tired of seeing these guys and these gals and these models running all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of it.
And with no talent.
Exactly.
With no talent. All you have to have is a little TNA, and you got it made.
But see, then I have a question for those people who have that. You take away, take that away. What do they have?
Hmm.
Take away Sam's looks on GH. What does she have?
Yeah.
Would she even be on that show?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
No.
Why is she on there? Listen, if you can act and then you look good too, kudos to you.
Right. That's a plus. But she has She has no acting ability. She can't act her way out of a paper bag. The girl has no talent. I'm sorry.
But you can say that about half of these people running around in Hollywood today.
Hmm.
What's her name from Transformers?
Oh, my God.
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
It's scary. The guys who have talent are getting overlooked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Guys, do you know how good of an actor Gary Oldman is?
Yeah.
I love him. He's a superb actor. I love Gary Oldman. Yes.
He's the greatest actor living today. Now listen, this guy's Caucasian, 100%. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You look at the you watch his interviews on YouTube. Just get a sense for this guy. Just watch him talk for 10 seconds as Gary Oldman, the man.
Mm-hmm.
Then go and watch what he did in True Romance. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
What movie?
Oh yeah.
Listen,
I thought that was awesome.
He
was awesome.
What he did made me question whether or not this guy was mixed race.
Right.
I know.
And I am black. And I said,
exactly.
Wow.
He
was awesome. He was awesome. Awesome.
True Romance.
True Romance.
This is what I mean by acting. Okay? You don't have. Now, I'm not putting everyone on. Now, to put everyone on the level of Gary Oldman is unfair, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
But do something. You're playing the same person. Like George Clooney, every movie that he does now is Oscar.
Okay, wait. You go down the road with those Clooney and with me? No, I'm sorry.
Carly,
No. I want
well,
to.
Let him finish, Carly.
Okay.
All I'm saying is he has been nominated for Best Actor in all of his movies for the past 3 years.
And he's
playing the same character.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why am I going to go in and watch Iron Man 2 and watch Robert Downey Jr. be Robert Downey Jr. in that movie? People are hyped like crazy about watching this movie next week. I'm watching those trailers, and I'm saying to myself,
does it come
I'm
out
sorry.
Next week? I want to see that, Jay.
Listen, the CGI looks amazing, but I'm at the point where now I need more than what I'm getting. I need a film. If I wanted to see CGI, I'd turn on my PlayStation 3.
You know what?
Most of those movies are about
back
CGI,
in the day, you had movies like Out of Africa, The Color Purple.
Yes. Look, all of this CGI stuff should be just icing on the cake. We throwing Scarlett Johansson and all of these guys. No, look, Terry, they got you with Clash of the Titans. That should be the last draw for you.
That was not
so cute. No, seriously.
Freaking money to see that movie. I should have seen it.
So that should be it for you. So for your mindset should be like, if they don't get me by the trailers, I'm not going in there. Spider-Man 3 and 07, that was my last draw. So Iron Man 2 is out for me.
Yeah.
The only movie I'm going to see this year in 07 is Inception. That comes out in July. That's it.
What?
And Expendables. Inception and Expendables. That's it.
What is Inception about? Is that a remake? It sounds familiar.
Inception is a psychological thriller.
Oh, I love psychological thrillers. Who's that?
Hey, what movie was that? Oh, God, what's his name? It was Richard Gere, and he was defending, God, what was his name? He turned out to have multiple personalities at the end.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
And I can't remember his name. The guy from... American History X or something. Why can't I remember his name? Did such a good role. You thought he was, like, innocent, you know?
But he turned out to be.
And he was faking that multiple personality thing or something.
I can't think of a name. That was very good. All
I'm asking is, see past the glitz and glamour and ask for quality stuff. I want a film. I'm not sitting here to watch a CGI simulation where you press enter and then it's a simulation of carnage like 2012 or Day After Tomorrow or that guy Roland Emmerich, that clown, he makes the same movies every year. It all started with Independence Day. Guys, did you see that movie 10,000 BC? Have you seen that movie?
I have.
You mean the original one?
The new one that came out.
The new one.
This is mentality. This is the Hollywood mentality. Did you see how good looking and model like the cavemen were? These guys.
They were
have
hot
no,
cavemen.
They have no toothbrush, no hair, yet their teeth are sparkling white. And there's a guy who has dreadlocks. He looks like a reggae guy. I'm like, what is this?
Oh my.
Hey, Jay, have you ever seen that American History X movie with Edward Norton in it? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Did you like it or no?
It's okay. It's not bad.
Because I liked that. That was pretty good.
He's a very good actor as well, Edward Norton.
I like him.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. Because they're reminding me what his name was in the chat room. Edward Norton that was in that Richard Gere movie.
My point is, with all of this stuff, guys, we could get so much better than what we're getting, but it requires people to have like a no-nonsense type attitude. I'm sorry, but it's like some of these all-time favorites, they've got to go.
I know. I was thinking after I watched the Titanic, I'm going to start reading the reviews.
Wait, the Titanic?
What?
You said the Titanic.
Clash of the Titans, after seeing that movie, I should have read the reviews before I went to see it, because I read the reviews after I saw it, and a lot of people hated the movie. There were a lot of bad reviews, so I learned my lesson.
And it was made, James Cameron made that, as well as Avatar.
Yeah.
Did he do?
Avatar made too much money.
Yeah.
See, when a movie makes over X hundred million at the box office, it's not about how good it is. It's about bandwagon.
Mm. Avatar, the Lord of the Rings trilogy was way better than flipping Avatar.
Mm. Right. But Avatar was that mentality that, okay, it's just that thing to do, and if you don't do it, then you're not cool. Same thing with the Dark Knight situation. It's the same thing. So it has nothing to do. It made too much money. Now everybody's pushing this 3D experience.
Because Clash of the Titans was in 3D too. You could see it in 3D or regular. I saw it in regular. I was gonna pay extra $4 to see it. Yeah.
I wouldn't even watch that movie on bootleg. See, there's some films that are coming out now. There's some insulting. I won't even watch them. Like Bayformers 2. I haven't even seen that movie to this day.
You haven't seen what?
Bayformers 2, Transformers 2, same thing.
Oh, they say that's my sister, so she said that sucked.
No, I won't even stain my hard drive with that. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
What do you think about the remake of the horror flicks? They're redoing, like, Freddy Krueger and...
No.
Oh. They've done those so many damn times. Enough's enough.
Yeah.
And plus, it's going to be an entirely different new Freddy.
At least with the original character of Freddy Krueger, it was watchable. But this new guy, I mean...
Actually, let me say
redundant.
Something about that guy. Yeah, that new guy that they hired, actually, he is a competent actor. And he might do well... If the environment was proper, but see,
he's
we're in a decade now.
He's a child star.
I don't know if he was in Shutter Island and all that stuff. But look,
it's like
if the environment was right, then you can start seeing magic from some of these guys. If the environment isn't proper, you're never going to see anything amazing. I'm seeing Christian Bale in the chat room. Do you know if he's a particular kind of actor that if you don't put him in a rated R movie, you're not going to see anything amazing from him. It's just not going to happen. And this goes back.
A long time ago when he was a little boy. He was in a Steven Spielberg movie.
Empire of the Sun.
I love that movie. I thought that was a really good movie, but you know I haven't really seen him in anything.
Watch him in American Psycho.
Oh, I saw that. Okay.
Oh, that was excellent.
Watch what he did in Equilibrium. And
wasn't that good, Jay? Oh, that I love that movie. He is a fantastic actor.
And Machinist as well. But see, that's why I say when you give an actor material, crap material, they can do something with it. But see, Christian Bale's the kind of actor that if he's in a PG-13 movie, like Dark Knight, he just kept that same thing going. But if you give an actor like Ledger material in a PG-13 movie, he came out like a dove with wings. Mm. Christian Bale, I don't care what anyone says, he was given the exact same material as Ledger, if not more. But he just kept that steady thing going because he's that kind of an actor.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Now, what do you think about Daniel Craig?
Listen, Daniel Craig actually has sense, guys. The guy is a genius.
He's so good.
I like him too, yeah.
He's so good.
But the next Bond film has been put on hold, though, guys. Bad news.
Why is that, you know?
There's some underhanded deals going on, some studios being sold. I don't know what's going on, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean, underhanded deal? What kind of underhanded deal?
I think Paramount's going to get bought by something, and until that happens, they put that project on hold, and it's all money.
I hope it's better than the last Bond movie.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
The last Bond movie
sucked. That was terrible.
I mean, that sucked.
That Bond song that they sung in the beginning, I said this before, but Alicia Keys should be ashamed of herself for putting that in the beginning. That was terrible. That's when I knew the movie was going to be bad.
Yeah.
Song was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even Bond style. It was like Jason Bourne.
Really? Now, isn't that coming out soon? Is he going to make another Bourne Identity movie or what?
That's what I hear. They're going to make another one, but I don't know. It's like, man, see, it's like I'm seeing potential for all of this stuff, but it's like no one ever follows through because they're afraid. You can have an idea that crosses an executive's desk. They'll read it. They'll get excited, but say no, it's too much of a risk, and then they'll toss it. Then they'll go for the safe bet and catch the FHM audience and the 90210 audience, and then they'll release it in the cinema. But fully controllable actors that they can control. And that's why everything's crap.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
It seems like all the good movies are the movies that don't make a lot of the big bucks, you know?
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. And not just movies, TV shows too.
Yeah.
Think about the TV shows that get the most praise now. They get the most promotion, like Lost, that crap show. And what's that other stupid show? 24 is all over the place. Dumb. It's a dumb. It's just not even worth it. But when you got shows like The Wire.
Now, Jay, what do you think about this a new show that I've been watching? Is Flash Forward?
Listen, that
show.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. Let me tell you something about that show. That show is a classic example when you have actors that match the writing, that match the direction of the show, that match the tone. See, everything well-balanced on that show, that's why it's good. Now, I'm not going to say that the actors on that show are amazing or even give them the tag of good, but they match what's being written.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So you can have a situation with GH where the writing is off the charts good, but the actors can't handle that, and then you can't tell whether the show has gotten good or good or bad anymore. You can't tell. Flash
yeah, see, that's what GH needs, you know, to give. I mean, Steve, Jason's character has been the same for years now. He hasn't really – the only time we've seen him in a different light is when he's with Becky. And they're acting together. It's a whole different thing when they are together. I mean, his character changes. You know, they bring out the best in each other. But other than that, when he's not with Becky and when he's with Kelly, I'm sorry.
It's just silly. It's silly.
He's boring.
It's a waste of time.
Isn't it, Bridget? I mean, you can see the difference when he's acting.
Oh, yeah.
Laura
and
Mo, you know, it's like night and day. But then when he's with Kelly, he like dumbs himself down for her because she's an idiot. I mean, you know, it's awful. It's awful. And just like, you know, Jay says, you know.
I mean, it's just crazy because you have a talent like him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like you're not even using him. It's like
no,
you have aces in your pocket that you're not even using.
Right.
And it's sick.
Exactly.
It's sick. And I just don't get it. You're pairing him with people who aren't even, I mean, look at his counterparts on that show.
I know.
They're not even on the same stratosphere.
No,
yeah,
sick. They're not.
And they gave him a son, and they're not even using that potential of getting to know his son and letting the cards fall where they may and go with
the
frustrations of having a boy.
The
exactly.
writing could be
I mean,
so
they have,
everybody
they
else's
have
fault, but
lines
don't.
There. They just don't.
Listen, you hit the nail on the head. The potential, listen, look at the potential for that show. That's why I say, guys, give me creative decision making over this show. I will come out with a smacker. Carly, I will make you proud, I promise.
Yeah, no, Zay,
you
want to make.
I think he will. I think he will.
Okay, now he has.
Now
you have my best friend train. Oh, this
wait,
is perfect.
Wait a minute. No, I have listened to Jay all these every time he comes on the radio, and I'm not trained. I agree with half the things that he says, but maybe some things I don't. But I mean, makes sense though, because if you think about it, the you know back in the days, you know. The 80s or whatever, the movies were good back then, too. I just said it in chat.
Yes.
Even I love the 80s and the music were good back then. The writings on this soap were so good. I mean,
everything was good. Even cartoons were good.
Everything was good. I mean, now it's, it's like, I agree with what you say.
Let's be real honest right now. I mean, it's like, you as a fan, you're never going to get exactly what you want, but you're always shooting for middle ground. Carly, I won't give you what you want, but I promise I will hit that middle ground for you.
No, you real Polly.
I promise. No. I promise you. For the intelligent people of the earth, I will hit the middle ground. For all the teenage 90210 MTV age, they probably will not know. They probably won't like it. But I will hit that middle ground, I guarantee.
I have faith in you, Jay. I have faith in you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have faith.
Carly, have faith. Have faith, okay? Have faith.
Well, I want you to march your butt down to Prospect and clean out the offices.
No, well, look,
that's where they have to start.
For me, it's starting this summer. I'm going to be traveling, trying to raise money for this damn film I'm trying to shoot later in the year. Wait, Carly. Carly, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. I'm just not saying anything.
Let me borrow $1.3 million. I'll pay you back.
Okay. You know what? If you were Bradford, the answer would be yes. But you know what? It's you.
What?
Yeah, I mean, if it was Bradford asking for that much, yeah, I would probably even rob a bank for him. But for you, and you know what?
I think I'll help you out a little bit. If I had 1.3 million, I think I'd probably help you out a little bit. Because you're the start of change from the sound of it.
Yeah, that's change is what we want. Change.
We need change on every...
Listen, thank you. Thank you. See, look, guys, don't make the mistake of thinking that the problems of GH end with ABC Studios. If the environment was proper in Hollywood, the guys at the top, people like Brian Franz or whatever his name is, they wouldn't even have been hired.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's no reason why you should be just upset with Brian Franz and not Michael Bay or Brett Ratner or half of these guys running around because they're screwing everything up. They're screwing. Guys,
yeah.
You can laugh. You can laugh, but it's the truth.
No, I'm agreeing with you because, like I said, after seeing that movie, I was like, who the heck made this? I mean, what were they thinking, you know? They totally butchered it. I love the classic. After watching it, I went to watch the classic again on YouTube or whatever, and I was like, this isn't... I even commented on YouTube saying, don't go see the new classic. It's terrible. They butchered it, you know?
You know what? Back in the day, like when they were making films like with actors like... Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, you know, those types. I mean, you go back and you watch all those, you know, black and white films and the acting. And, I mean, that's acting. No gimmicks, no CGI, just plain talent and good writing. All there was. And it was some of the best stuff. And they cannot duplicate it today. You know?
I was watching a movie the other night on Netflix with, God, what's her name from Gone with the Wind? They were married. Laurence Olivier and what was his wife's name from Gone with the Wind? God, I can't think. But you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I watched the movie with them. It was new on Netflix. It was called I forgot exactly. It won a lot of awards back in the day, like 1940 or something, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Some of the best films.
That they did, you know, and everything.
Some
and Laurence Olivier was really good in that movie. And it's like, acting even in the black and white days was like, it was really good.
It's crazy because, I mean, look at the technology we have today. We can't even match what was done 30 years ago.
No.
You can't.
Elizabeth Fan said actresses weren't always beauties either in those days.
You know what?
There is one film, I know all the films that they're doing, like Avatar and all. You know, what was that film? Oh, God, it just left me. Oh, God, I can see it. Oh, God, I can see it in my mind.
Oh, no. Yeah, I've been forgetting.
It was one of those futuristic, you know, fantasy-type movies. What was the name of that? Oh, with this little Indian guy was a star. Oh, gosh, what was the name of that movie? I hate it when I forget, like,
me too. Do you remember the actor in it?
Oh, Abu, I think that was his name. He was this little Indian guy. He was a short little Indian guy. He was in a couple of movies, not that much, but that was one of the best movies, and they had special effects back then, like a horse, like this wooden horse that came to life. What is the name of that? Thief of Baghdad. That's what it was. Thief of Baghdad. That is an excellent. If you ever want to rent a movie, rent that one. That is so good.
That sounds
good. And I'm usually not into fantasy movies, but this was so good. It was just so different with the movie making, you know, that they had back then. It's just so different.
You know what
and
I like
it's
about
it? Because we've got all these talented actors.
Exactly.
You know,
you know what
so
I like?
Sad.
It's like the messages. See, this is why I like it. This is why I'm a student of film because I like the messages that can be portrayed through your movie. Especially if you're a director trying to get across a certain message to your audience, you can do it in a way that's not, you know, food sped to the audience. That you know, give them something to think about. That's what I love about film. But today, everything is spelled out for you. Everything is so in your face, and everything is
and
just.
What movie was it? It was with it was an M. Night Shyamalan movie, his very first one with the little boy.
He only made two good movies, that and Stein, and after that, it's done.
You hit the nail on the head.
You think? I was like, I had to see it again.
That was excellent.
Yeah. I mean, I waited until it came out on DVD. Even my little niece at the time, she was little. She was like, what was that all about, the ending? You know, and I was like trying to explain.
That was so well made. That was so well made.
Now his movies are
that and Signs. Those were his two best movies, and then he should have retired because everything has sucked.
I mean, he's been on a steady decline downward. Actually, Unbreakable was, in my opinion, his second best film. But it's like this
really?
Guy.
You liked Unbreakable?
Yes, Unbreakable. To me, that was a great movie.
Okay.
But it's like even The Village was terrible. But look, when I'm looking at things and I'm picking things apart, which a lot of people don't do, it's actually a very well-directed film, but the movie is just crap. I don't know what's up with, like, he has a film coming out this summer called The Last Airbender.
Cool.
And it's going to be a complete disaster.
I've seen all his films. And, you know, in each one of his films, there is a message.
Right.
That's his thing. There's always a message. And sometimes you can figure it out, and sometimes you come out the theater and you're banging your head upside the wall. What the hell was that all about?
He is one of the best directors out there, but, I mean, after The Village and after that, I just can't do it anymore. I've given this guy enough chances.
I refuse.
I hope he gets his act together, but looking at what he's doing now, I mean, it's I don't. And this new movie coming out this summer is a prime example because it's based off an Asian-oriented cartoon. And yet, 80%
Mom, we have another call, you guys. Hello? Who is this?
This is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna, this is your first time calling, right?
My
battery is low in my house, so I have to call on my cell phone.
Okay. Bye.
So, Jenna, is there any thing you want to talk about, or is there anything you want to say? Go for it.
Well, I'm sad about, you know, Drew Garrett's last day today, right? Yeah, I liked him. I'm sadly recasting him. I called to talk soaps.
We can talk soaps, yeah. We were just getting off topic, which we do from time and time on here. So what soaps did you want to talk about, Zena?
I kind of wanted to talk about Kish. You know, From Where I Want to Live?
Yes. Okay, go for it.
We've been doing a lot to try and get them back.
What happened?
Am I in the Twilight Zone?
What is going on?
Huh? Okay, Jenna.
Right.
Talk about Kiss. Go for it.
We've been trying to get them back, and we have a website. It's kind of long. It's www.don'tputkishinthecloset.blogspot.com. And last Friday, we sent in 600 pounds of Swedish fish for our Fish for Kish campaign.
I think that's kind of a cute idea.
Yeah, like it? I'm glad you like it. We sent 300 pounds to Franz of California and 300 pounds to the executive producer of Want to Live in New York.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. Who is Kish?
Fish? It's Fish and, Fish and his boyfriend.
Yeah,
Oliver, that's
the guys on One Life to Live?
Yes.
Okay. Aren't they leaving the show?
Yes.
They got fired.
Oh, they got fired.
They let him go.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Along with Rachel and Skylar and...
Ooh, cleaning house.
And Stacy and her hooker buddy. Yep, they're all gone.
Wow. I heard Taya's gone too now. Like, definitely.
Taya's leaving.
What? Really?
I think you guys, maybe because the health scare though, because something's wrong with her.
No. She came out and said she wasn't leaving a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, did she?
Yes, she did. It was in like the ABC soaps or one of those. Yeah. So yeah, I think that is a wonderful campaign you guys started. I mean, I just, you know, it was kind of stupid to get rid of them. It was kind of like they are afraid to go there, even though they have gone in that direction on as the routines. They are afraid to go there now.
Yeah, I was enjoying, I was liking them too. I was becoming a fan of them as well, and I'm was very disappointed to hear that they were they were fired or whatever.
Oh,
so,
okay, you guys. Yeah. This for you can for I can tell you, I did not hang up on Zay. Honestly, he just left and without saying goodbye to us.
Oh, so you did? Okay, so he left. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I just think what you guys are doing is really good. I was very shocked that they got with Skylar. I mean, even though really they put Skylar in a really...
No.
Little box.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of the Jessica story. This is getting...
Yeah, me too. Mm.
Is she still living in the past, Bridget?
Yeah. And who pushed Marty down the stairs? I didn't watch today.
I think it was
I don't think
it was Natalie. I think she was trying to get her attention and she got scared and fell down the stairs.
No, I think it's
somebody
been the person who ever told the window.
They had on gloves. They had on
leather but they didn't didn't push her. They touched her and it scared her. That's why she fell.
Oh, they didn't push her?
I thought she just tried to touch
her. I was just changing the channel, and then I happened to come across that scene, you know, and I said, oh, she got pushed down the stairs.
Because Friday's episode, it looked like they were trying to get her attention by grabbing her elbow, and it scared her, and that's why she fell down the stairs.
Oh, okay.
Because I know Natalie wanted to go talk to her and apologize for what she said, even though it was true. But
what did
that's
she
say? She told her that the only reason that John was with her is because she's pregnant. If she wasn't pregnant, she'd be with Natalie, or he'd be with Natalie.
That's not nice.
Marty kind of pushed it. Marty, I don't like Marty. When the rape storyline. But
Todd
now,
everybody.
He's a little whiner too, that Marty. I don't care for her.
I mean, I really don't like Marty, but that's just me. I liked her when she first came back, but I don't like her now. Something about her is just like...
She turned into a
whiner.
She's a whiner.
Yeah.
She's just irritating.
Hey, did you girls hear about Vanessa Marcel possibly coming back to GH?
Oh, that would be awesome.
I hope so. Put Spammy in her place.
And if I'm wrong, then
It's Sonny's new love interest because they said it's not going to be Olivia. He sleeps with Lisa, Yeah, the spoiler's out that he sleeps with Lisa.
Oh, my God.
But that won't be his love interest. And his love interest isn't going to be Olivia. It's somebody new. Or somebody that we would never expect.
Really? Oh, my God.
You know what? Sonny he needs therapy. I mean, what is wrong with this man? He feels he has to bed down every female. Thank God he has never touched Elizabeth.
Zay, are you back?
You cut me off.
I did not hang up on you.
You cut me off.
Oh my God, I swear I did not hang up on you.
No, she didn't. Okay. She didn't.
Where are your fingers right now? If you have to think about it.
Oh my God.
Where are they? See, she still hasn't answered my question. Where are your fingers?
On her hand?
Yeah, on my hand. Why? Why? I did not hang up on you. Believe me, if I hung up on you, I will admit, but I did not actually hang up on you. Thank you very much.
Right, okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. You believe her, huh?
So funny.
Okay, what are we on?
Well, they were talking about the possible return of Vanessa Marsdale
yes. to Jonah Hospital.
Is this legitimate?
Well, they're in the talks. They sound like, well, from Goose's lips, who knows? He says they're in talks.
Oh, he's a liar anyway.
And she's interested, and they are very interested, so we'll see.
Well,
I won't believe it until I actually see it on a commercial that she's coming back.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what, guys? I'm in a situation now where it's like, they can bring Denzel to this show, but it's like,
and it's not going to help.
Well, exactly. It's like,
it's not
going to
help.
This environment.
And why would you want to come on a show like this?
Exactly. But it's like, you bring this character back, but then it's like you're not going to do anything with them, so like, what's the point?
Right, exactly.
It's like you're now in an environment where everything's crap. Like, okay,
right.
The Hurt Locker won. Academy Award. Fine. I'm glad a woman won Best Director Award, finally. But, Miss Bigelow.
Yes.
You won at a time where everything's crap. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, well, Elizabeth Fan says, so Coley, what happened on B&B today? Well, what happened is I'm still kind of mad about it because, you know, Steffi, she did not push Book's mother into the swimming pool, but she's very culpable, if you ask me. She just yanked that little cloth out of her mother's hand, and then, you know, her mother sort of went swimming for it, and then she couldn't breathe, and she died by drowning in the pool. And, you know, I'm just hoping that someone nails Stephanie Forrester's butt to the wall on this one. I mean, she's a little culpable, and she never gets in trouble for anything she has ever done. Oh, it's okay if they get stroke to,
Okay, so, Carly, you're taking questions now, right? Can I ask you a question?
I'm not done yet. So
okay.
You're always hearing me.
Echo. Is anybody else hearing an echo?
Yep.
Ooh, that's annoying.
So, pretty much, it was a really sad day. Sis, is it your phone? Carrie?
What was that?
Oh, your phone is making a little echo.
Oh, am I? Oh, is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's okay. B&B is with Rossing. It was very heartbreaking. And Katie doesn't know that her mom died on the, you know, Book the thing, holy, oh my God, okay, Elizabeth, you know what? You and I will never agree because I think Book is actually great. And I think Taylor and Stephanie and her little busy doll, Steffi, need to, like, go away because, you know, saying that the Logans have no right, that is BS. So I'm done with my Lou.
I like Elizabeth Fan. She has sense.
Say, have you ever freaking ever watched B&B?
No. It's not about B&B. I just said I like Elizabeth Fan. It's not about what show I've watched. Listen, can I ask you a question, Carly, please?
Yeah, go for it.
Now, this is the same question that I asked you a couple of weeks
ago.
No. You still didn't answer the question, so I'm just going to ask you again, okay? This is the last one I'm going to ask you. What hard decisions are you going to make in order to save Jay?
Okay, you know what, Frank?
Yes.
God, here
we
go again.
Okay, this is not a good time to ask me this, because, you know what, they are breaking my other couple up. No, because they are breaking Maxie and Spinelli off. Okay, it might save Jason and Linda in the end, but what the whole decision I will make, okay, I will freaking get rid of Bob Gusa and Fawn, well, maybe not Bob Gusa, but Fawn and Ann Sweeney, and then I will get rid of JJ, Tyler Christopher, Kelly Monaco, Inga Ramonaco, and yeah.
You still haven't answered my question.
What? That's my answer today. I'm never gonna wait unless I get hit on the head with something.
A two by four.
My answer is not ever gonna change. Sorry.
Wait, maybe someone on the line can help me out here. How can you get rid of about three out of the four actors that you've named and keep Maxie, Spinelli, and Lulu on that show?
Okay, you know what? We are not having this discussion. My thing is, I'm never going to say, I love Lulu, I love Maxie, I really love Spinelli. So no, those are not the characters that I will ever give up.
Hold on. So it's all about who you like, then. Who you like is Bane on the show. What's the difference between your version of GH and all these underhanded cards being played all throughout Hollywood? This is a friend of a friend being in this movie because he's friends with this producer or this director. What's the difference?
You know what? Okay, Elizabeth, don't encourage him.
No.
Don't
look in the chat room. Just answer my question. What's the difference?
I have answered this question so many times with you, and it's
answered it, Carla.
Oh, my God.
You never answered it.
Yes, oh, my God. You guys,
what's
please back me up.
No. What's between your GH?
Someone, please back me up.
No.
You know, GH needs to change, period.
Carly,
and you can only watch the same characters do the same damn thing
Carly,
every flipping day.
Carly,
you
are the host.
You are the host of the show.
You have to answer my question.
I already did answer your question five times.
They're not going to like
what I have to say because, this is my personal opinion. And if anyone doesn't like it but Terry, they can slam it on this thing. Because I've answered it in every which way. My answers, I'm never going to wake up and have them.
You don't even have to think like me. That's not what I'm asking. Your mentality and how you would run that show is no different between what's going on in Hollywood and what's screwing everything up. There's no difference. This is what I'm trying to point out to you.
You're trying to point out what you really want me to say, and no, I would not make the whole decision of a game with, you know, the 30 years, that you, the 30 on down. I would not make that decision. Okay, yes, I'm saying they need to use the best mo, but that's all I'm saying. I told you guys that you should have had popcorn. I warn you. I warn all of you that it was popcorn. Really, but
listen,
now one wanted to.
All I'm saying is there are people that say they want things to get better, but they don't want things to get better. That's all I'm going to say.
So basically, Jay, your point is that to make the show better, you have to get rid of everybody practically on that show, right? Like,
you got
to
get rid of the bulk of the cast. You got to cut them out.
Get rid of the dead weight.
Sorry. Yeah, really. That's
because there's a lot of dead weight.
They aren't adding anything to the show. They got to go.
So, Jay,
and that's what I mean by hard decisions.
Keep all the actors that have been there since day one. Well, not since day one. I mean, there's probably just a few left practically since day one, but, you know, the people that have been on this for a long time, you're talking about all the young actors that have just got on this, come on back on the show, right? Or,
like Matt Hunter's character, they have not used him since they paid for him to be on there.
I know. He's dead weight.
What is he still doing there?
Yeah.
They brought this Maya character. She's going to be dead weight here shortly. They hardly show her now. She's barely on.
Why is she on that show?
Zoe character.
Why is she there? I've seen her.
She's another dead weight player.
Who was that you just said? Which one?
Maya.
Maya.
Oh, yeah, Maya. I don't get it
either. Why did they even bring her on the show?
This is how Hollywood thinks. They put her there to please the African-American crowd. That's why they put her there.
Well, you know what? I am Afro-American.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I don't even watch GH anymore. I'll watch the scene here and there, but I really don't watch the show. And just to put a black actress on the show to appease, which is stupid because what good is she? I mean, what is she doing?
What is her job?
You know, just because she's black, that's not going to make me happy. You know, I mean, it's so stupid. It's so, I just don't get it. They keep bringing on people, and they don't even use the people that are there. You know,
look at Kelly Lee. You only see her every once in a great while. You got
to
see her for the first time with Liz knowing she's pregnant, and that's been months.
And Lainey.
Months.
And Lainey. When is
the
last time
Look at the roles that the people of color are getting on that show. They're either a janitor or a taxi driver.
Billy D. Williams, a janitor. Hello. That pissed me off to the high. I wrote a letter to management. That totally pissed me off. I said, why are you bringing this man? And, you know, even before they brought him on, they would say, well, one of Hollywood's biggest stars coming to GH. I wonder who the hell that is. And when I saw Billy D., I said, well, maybe he's desperate for a job. I mean, maybe he just wants to work. But all he was doing was pushing around a freaking mop. What was that all about?
And
you know what?
Could have done better, too.
That happens all the time. It happens.
Yes, it does.
And it's crazy. You know what people will do? They'll sit back and say, oh, Jay, you're taking this stuff too seriously. Relax. You know what? I'm actually going to say here fully, anyone out there that thinks that this is just a movie or just a TV show and it's not to be taken seriously, you're actually a very stupid person. Because all of this stuff perpetuates all this negativity going on in the world. I'm sorry. You're stupid if you think that. You're going to sit there and tell me that Angelina Jolie can't wear things or do things that will influence millions of women around the world?
Sure.
You're crazy. So that's why I say these things are important. It's all one big mess of ball.
And you know what? Even when you see like how much movies are doing, they're not even doing as back in the days. Movies were doing really well. Like now, you see like the number one movie at 25 million or something these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think one time last summer or something, a movie was the number one movie, but it only made like $25 million, you know, or something, or 30 million or something. I was like thinking, wow, nobody's going to the movies, you know, or something.
Elizabeth Fan, I just want to say, okay, that they was the Flush, and why I love Spixie and Liver and, you want to get out of me why I love Lulu and why I love Spinelli and Maxie, but no, and you want to can chemo. They are someone the same. No, actually, Elizabeth Fan is not one of the same. Because, you know, and I don't care if they agreed with me, I like Bradford and Kristen acting.
I can let you finish, but you just missed something vital that will contradict anything that you're going to say. It's not about me agreeing with whether or not you like the person or not. I'm telling you. And you have even agreed with me on this. They would not have even been cast back in the day. It wouldn't have been acceptable.
But Benina would look Spencer by now, okay? So, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, Luke would not be even casted today if it was today. And you know what, Smokey? Go defend Zay all you want. But I'm just saying it's not one of the same. Everyone in this room, like or not, can say that we want to get rid of Kelly Monaco, or maybe Triple on another soap, or just have less screen time. But everyone in this room, can say that getting with chemo would be a good thing, but everyone's afraid sometimes to say, I'm going to say, get with it. You know, bringing Franco back is like bringing the devil back. I mean, why are
that
you bringing...
That was a worthless storyline.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
I know. It's stupid. That was another waste.
Why
of,
in the
I
heck
mean,
did they bring him on in the first place? It was pointless.
Now, wasn't that supposed to tip off Steve's fabulous storyline? Franco, he was really going to sit down and he was really going to go over his life and make.
You know what it is?
You know what it is?
It's all about hype. They hype.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
It's all about
hype for the show ratings. Yeah.
And then look what you got. Same thing with Emmy Awards.
Crap.
Giving these young actors and actresses Emmy Awards to solidify, I guess, things with fans. It doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's to promote the show.
Right.
That is it.
Right.
So
oh my God. Okay.
About,
you know what? Okay. Invincible fans. Sad they call me Lily. Women played the role. Women say they rather self righteous. You know, okay, Elizabeth fan, maybe you need to go back.
What's wrong with that?
No,
Lulu kind of does. She's got a chip on her shoulder. I'm not a Lulu fan.
Carly, I'm a Lulu fan.
What's she, Carly Junior?
I mean, I like Julie Berman. I like Lulu, but she does. I think she does have a chip on her shoulder. She's just everything.
And wait till
everybody
they
else.
Brooklyn
not,
on, because she's supposed to be angst for Dante and
Lucy. Yeah, I agree with you. They sucks. He cried way too much. But you know what? He's a wonderful actor. He's just not right with the lucky one anymore. I mean, he left, and coming back to this, so I'm sorry, was the biggest mistake of Jonathan Jackson Creel.
Well, he's not going to be there long. He's got his music. He could get another gig on whatever Lifetime or whatever else. I mean, he's not going to be there forever. I think he's a short-term actor. That's only going to be there till his album.
We'll see.
Speaking of music. Where I think you're going? Pork Chuck. Have you seen the video for the Pork Chuck?
Yes.
I am sorry. They suck.
They're awful. They're awful. Bradford. That is not his genre.
No.
I don't know what it is. I know. Is he supposed to be some kind of a rock star?
Where is the video at?
They're doing a thing in September.
They're spending
$250 freaking dollars to this thing.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry.
No.
They are not that good.
I wouldn't even pay $250 for Daughtry. You think I'm going to pay $250 for that? Well, I don't go to Daughtry.
I
don't know if I pay that much money, but...
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not that I don't like them, but I wouldn't pay that kind of money. And what is Steve supposed to be their manager? That's what I read.
Hey, you guys, I'm going to practice. Is Jay still on here?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, he is.
Hey, Jay, what about that show Glee? Have you watched that show Glee?
What's it called?
Glee on Channel 11.
No. What's it about?
That is a good show. I love that show. It's a phenomenon show now. It's really good show.
What is it? Something like a high school?
No, it's not really. I mean, it's just about the Glee Club and they do a lot of songs. They're like tomorrow's episode is about Madonna's songs. They got permission to do her songs and everything, and they're gonna do Lady Gaga songs. And it's a really good show.
Well, you guys, we have 1 minute remaining, but we are going in overtime. Thank you for everyone that was brave enough to call in.
Carly, you're funny.
And we will be back on Wednesday. I just wanted to say have a good night. But we are gonna probably be on until they cut us off with sometime later night, sometime later bad. Okay, Terry, go with what you. move thing?
No, I'm done. I just was just talking about Glee. I just love that show. I mean, that's like one of my favorite shows now on Fox. Now that 24 is going off the air, now I'll have another favorite show on that.
Well, and that's good because...
Oh, Bridget.
Yes, dear.
And Friends.
Are you following Spartacus? Or have you started
the first show? Star Channel. That's why I can't watch it live. I'm so bummed.
Did you watch the finale?
They only put two episodes on the internet. I've only watched the first two.
Oh, really?
And it really torqued me off. I was enjoying it.
Oh, wow.
Did you watch the finale?
Oh, it was good.
Lots of blood, though.
I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
When he said kill them all, he wasn't kidding.
He wasn't kidding.
Huh?
That show's like 300, right, basically?
I saw 300. But Jay, did you ever see the original Spartacus movie with Kurt Douglas?
Yes. Yes.
That was good, right?
Yes.
Well, this is sort of like that, but it's sort of more, you know, more bloody and it's soft porn, really.
I mean,
I guess that's the draw in itself, but it's really, maybe the first couple of episodes it was a lot of, you know, sex and whatnot, but then it got down to the storyline. It's a good show.
Right.
I can't wait until the second one.
I think it's not going to come on until 2011, though, Shirley, until January of 2011. They're postponing it right now because of his cancer. His cancer. Yeah, I read somewhere that they're postponing it because he's got cancer right now, and they're going to postpone. I don't know till when, but most likely it'll come on
January.
I hope he gets better.
Who are you talking about?
The guy who plays Spartacus on that show, Spartacus, he's got a cancer. What kind of cancer? I forgot. Lymphoma or Hodgkin's?
Okay. I thought you were talking about that guy who plays Dexter.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, and Dexter. That's another show that I unfortunately cannot watch. That's an excellent show.
That's an excellent show.
I've only seen a few episodes, but it's awesome. He had cancer too, but he's getting better. He's in remission right now.
He's in remission.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wonder when that comes back on.
I don't know, but my sister.
Wait, which one
is
Dexter?
Dexter.
It's coming back like June or July, I thought.
That's what you heard?
Yeah.
Every season I watch that show, they get guest stars to like either play a serial killer like John Lithgow.
I know. I can watch old episodes, but I have to pay $4.99 on movies on demand. I got to pay for that crap. I said that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, before we end this, how long does Eli think that he's going to be able to keep everyone sick and quiet?
And what? You see Hope? Hope is loose.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch it today. Was it good today, girls?
Oh, my
God.
She seems like she's Princess Gina or something.
Yeah, something is going on. And the way she talked to Sierra.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Does she have a brain? Is this another brain tumor storyline or something?
I don't know, but she is changing into good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with the headaches, it all starts with the headaches. So
she doesn't have the chip in her head anymore. So I wonder what's going on there.
They removed the chip in her head. I forgot about that.
Removed from her head, but maybe she's just...
Oh, I wasn't watching it then.
Maybe it's residual or something effect, you know?
I was like, oh, my gosh, when she said that her and... Oh, might be her new daddy. Oh, my gosh.
What happened? Who might be her new daddy?
Justin.
Justin? Oh, jeez.
And the way she said it was, like, very evil. I mean, it
was... They don't have any chemistry. Oh,
no.
Can I make a comment, please?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You know this whole revelation on GH of how some family members are related, and it's a bit too cliched?
Okay,
let's say you find out.
She was talking about Days of Our Life. Anyway, all night I talk about Days of Our Life and why and all, and I've been really patient today, but you know, going back to the GH discussion?
Well, I'm trying to chime in here. Thank you.
I was just saying what I was feeling about Days
okay,
of Our Life.
Carry on, continue.
No, I was just saying that, I mean, I think it's all weird what's happening on there, and, you know, yeah, I think Hope is going to be Princess Xena or some multiple personality thing, because Hope's been through the ringer the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And I hope Stephanie gets her ass hung.
Yep.
I can't stand that conniving little bitch.
Yep.
Oh, I can't stand.
Now, I saw this promo where Nicole is going to be sleeping with Philip. Nicole. I mean Chloe.
Yes.
She's going to sleep with Philip.
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw this promo. I saw it earlier.
Yeah,
morning.
I saw it too soon. Yeah.
Yeah, she's and apparently, I guess Melanie finds out or something, and you know, I guess she goes to Nathan. I don't know. I just saw it very briefly. I saw Chloe.
I like Melanie and Nathan together.
Okay.
I like Melanie and Nathan.
Okay,
I do too.
I don't like her with Philip. I liked her with Nathan until Philip.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying is you know, Chloe's getting ready to screw up. I mean, you know, I thought her because I love her and Daniel together.
I know I do too.
Oh, okay.
So I think she's all out of sorts because of Carly. You know.
Well, and I'm hoping for a Daniel and Carly thing. I think that would be really very interesting, and that would get Bowen Hope, you know, it would get Bowen Hope back together, and Zestin can go back with Adrian, and like all the white couples, you know, in the line, well, I think it's ahead. I don't like this whole Bowen Hope not being together for like 6 months out of the year. I hate that.
But you know, they always go back together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they you know, there is no couple on any soap that stays together forever. There is no forever on soap. But at least they go back to each other. Whereas on GH, Jason and Liz, that's they don't even, you know, you don't even see them in the same orbit. You don't even see them on the same dock anymore. You know what I mean? They can't even speak each other's names, you know, but on... But the Bowen Hope, hey, that's okay. It was time for them to break up. Some angst, you know, but Carly and I don't see them together. But then what the hell do I know?
Who do you think's beating up the men though?
Because
Abe's the next one they find on the ground.
Who?
Abe is the next one that gets attacked.
Oh my God, so
yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Maybe there's some kind of is there some kind of connection between the ones that are getting knocked out? I mean,
certain people, and I'm wondering why first Justin and now Abe.
Hmm.
And I don't know. But something's up there too.
Hmm. It's wild. It's wild. But, I mean, how long are they going to drag this EJ and his kidnapping his baby girl? How long? I guess through May sweeps, huh?
Nino got Anna away from Rafe today, and he is ticked off.
I don't blame him.
Stupid Sammy. She doesn't think there's a conspiracy like Rafe does, so he's mad.
She's an idiot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He really deserves better than Sammy. Sammy gets on my nerves. She's such an idiot.
Ooh, the DA got a tattoo.
And oh, that's right.
Oh, really?
I think it's intertwined somehow.
Wow. Mm. So I was trying to figure out, is there some kind of link between all these different men getting knocked out or something?
Mm. No idea. And YNR, oh my gosh, I'm already.
I know.
I was on Patty and Sheila's sister know each other.
You know what? Yes. Now, is that soapy or is not that soapy? I think at first I said this is dumb, but I think it could really be good. I really do.
And then Billy, I love Billy.
I love Billy and Victoria. I'd say if there was an earthquake, explosion, because they were kind of doing the nasty during the explosion. I thought that was really good. I don't like the whole thing about Victoria getting arrested. I mean, she's being an absolutely asshole. I'm sorry.
Somebody's setting them up because they use.
Yeah, they're broken using
watch.
What's the Jack's handkerchief, her pen.
Yeah, so I don't think Adam is really dead. I don't think he is.
Mm.
I think he set it up to be.
That is very
interesting.
I don't think he's dead personally.
Yeah,
there's
maybe
ways
not.
To put DNA.
Oh, yeah, you can plant DNA. You can plant DNA.
No, I don't think Adam is. I think he's setting them up. Karen was dreaming about him, and I don't think he's dead. I think he's very much alive, and he's waiting.
Maybe he is. You know, that's a possibility. Do you think they would think about bringing his character back with a different actor now? If so, this will be the third actor. Who's playing Adam?
I just have a feeling I don't think we're over this.
No, you could be right. You could be right. You could be right. That would be soapy.
Adam coming back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think about Nick and the t-shirt or the thing that he had on, you know, Fierce and Sharon were trying to, hide it because they had blood on it, too.
Mm-hmm. Now the cops have it now, right?
Yeah,
the cops have
I think somebody
now.
Will find it.
Oh,
yeah.
Crap.
Yeah.
No, first it was found by this homeless guy.
Yeah, the
he
homeless
found
guy.
It in a dumpster.
And he was
and
wearing
then,
it.
Yeah, right. He was wearing it. He was wearing it. Yeah.
But I think Jana and Lauren are going to wear write her down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to end up helping him.
That sister of his, she said she was going to kick his ass.
She's a witch, too. I can't stand
Boy,
her.
What a wuss. What a wuss, man. Oh, my God. The wine aura and those lookalikes, that is so funny. I said, oh, man, this is too good. Now they're going to more or less help each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jack is figuring. He's going to figure it out.
Patty really pregnant, though?
No, she's not pregnant.
She faked it, didn't she? She got somebody else's pee stick.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are ways you can do that. I mean, you know, I haven't had a pee stick in years, so I really
oh my God.
I really don't recall.
Maybe they had Jason hold it for her.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, he's good at it. He held two
Yeah, Jason, he knows how to hold those pee sticks.
He knows how to hold those pee sticks.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that today was the day that Pine Valley found out about Palmer. I'm going to see it, but, you know, right there, you know, I'm like, why do they have to put Palmer's death and then in two and a half weeks, I will be really upset with the whole Alice thing because, they are having so many people come back for, which I think is great. And, you know, about Mike and
Adam will be gone here shortly.
Yeah, he will.
Because he's supposed to leave after the memorial of Palmer's, I'm thinking, right after that. So he should be leaving here pretty soon.
Hey, Jerry, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just surfing the net right now while you guys are talking and everything. Yeah.
Well, okay, but go, okay. But no, I just thought that was sad, and I kind of fast-forwarded everything on One Life a little, but the whole Zahn Natalie thing, but I'm fast-forwarding most things of Jessica. I can't stay on that storyline right now.
I'm tired of that. I'm so tired of her. She needs to go back to Brody and get her head out of her system.
Ass?
Or it's too late.
I didn't say that. You did.
Okay, I said I will. Yeah, I said that I will fully take it. That I said, but I just thought it was funny. You know, it's funny. Brittany and I and Terrio and Sal, but I cannot figure who guessed 748 is and 7487 is. I just, you know.
Really?
Well, did you read the spoiler from Just to Say I Told You So?
No.
It says, I came on yesterday and told you Sunny would have a one-night stand with Lisa and then get a new love interest that was...
Oh, I haven't read that yet.
It hasn't even happened yet, so how come they're saying I told you so?
Yeah, I had read that earlier, Bridget, you know, so I guess is she a legit non? Who is she?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, that is weird. Who's
out
here?
What happened to Bridget? You still on?
Did she get kicked out?
Bridget?
I think so.
Or did I thought I said something that, because I thought I said something or something.
What are you guys doing tomorrow, by the way?
Oh, Jay is still here?
Yeah.
Jay, you're still here.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to tell you, Jay, okay, let me see. I was going to read something. It said that Megan Fox, no longer best looking woman. The actress, she dropped to third place.
Who?
Esquire's Anya Paul, the most attractive women.
Oh.
Take that.
Who dropped to third place?
Take that Megan, and burn it.
Megan Fox. She's no longer best looking woman.
Oh, well. Oh, gee. What are you going to do?
So I don't know who this person is. Christina Hendricks voted best looking woman.
I don't know who she is.
I don't know either. Yeah.
Why do we care?
I know. I don't know.
I don't, really. I don't.
You know, it makes me weary about the world, the people that follow stuff like that. I just don't understand.
Is somebody brushing their teeth?
Hopefully catch up on sleep. Why?
You have some work?
Well, no, I work for my dad at his plumbing office, but Tuesdays are really, really slow, so, you know, so I won't have anything to do, but I'm not complaining.
I haven't worked in years. I'm a retiree, baby. I don't do the work thing no more.
Nice.
Yeah. It is. At first it wasn't, but it is now.
So, Carla, you're not going to lend me the money? Hello?
I will put that in your environment.
Hold the Sam do have lots of good coming up for the next few months. Enjoy it.
Well, what I don't get
while it lasts. No? Oh, here's what I heard, that they're having they have a lot of stuff coming up, and then there's angst, and they have a moment, and then in the fall they break up. Isn't that exciting?
Okay, the angst takes them into the fall, and they will break up. you know what? I'm happy because if that is true, I will be so freaking happy about that. It's not even funny.
I wouldn't hold my breath. They've been breaking up for a whole year now. First, they're breaking up in the spring. They're breaking up in the fall.
Yeah, I know.
They're breaking up in the summer. Now it's the fall. Then it'll be over the Christmas vacation.
Can't they totally break up completely, you know?
Yeah, they will. This time they will.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Hey, Carly.
Whatever.
Carly.
Okay, whatever.
Carly.
Okay, Jay, what?
What?
You should really start a website.
Shoot. What kind of a website, Jay?
Just a website for fans, and you should put a message board up, like a V bulletin web message board.
Yeah, cool.
So in between shows, you know, you can have people post their thoughts freely. And I can watch instead.
Oh, and maybe Jay can get his point across finally.
And bring them onto the show, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, Carly,
what do you got to say about that, Carly girl?
I will design it for you.
Okay, Jay.
No, I wasn't done.
I will take that under advisement, Jay.
But I will have to be the moderator, of course.
Okay, Jay, if it's my website, then no way in hell you're going to be the moderator. Sorry.
What?
Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
I think he's good because when you get on Twitter, you can kind of like get a little bit of arguments with people on Twitter. So, you know.
How about administrator?
Okay, I don't go after people until they go after something. It's so ridiculous. I mean, I don't go looking for them. It sort of falls in my lap. So, Bill.
I could just see them writing on the message board something positive about Jason and Sam, and then you go off, you like really respond back to them in, you know, really bad.
Look, guys, in all seriousness, I don't see this show being on the air for another 2 years.
I don't either, Jay.
Sorry.
I don't.
I don't see the show being on the air for the next 2 years.
Let's just be so unpositive, Jay.
Wait. It's not about being positive. See, Carly, look.
No, yes. Yes. You know, everyone's having this dog negativity lately, and I'm sick of it.
Carly, wait a second. Hold on. It's not about being negative. It's not about being positive. It's about being realistic.
Thank you.
And it's not real. I mean, not at the rate they're going, Carly. I mean, I don't want to see them leave.
Okay, you know what?
But if they don't fix all this shit, I mean, how can they continue? I mean, do you think the backers are still going to be backing them? You know, their sponsors are still going to be no way. They're going to have to get it together soon, really.
Or else
they're going to be as the world turns, they're going to be.
Yeah, as the world turns, that show was on. That was one of the. That's like the oldest show on there now.
That's
look at what happened to that show, and if General Hospital's not careful.
No show, no soap. That's right. And because I really think they're trying to get rid of all the soaps, basically. You know, I mean, soaps have been around for many, many moons, but I think these people are still trying to kind of boot them off, and one by one, it's happening, one by one, and one day we'll wake up. And there will be no more soaps. And that's going to be kind of sad. You know, that's really going to be kind of sad.
It's sad because it has the components to go on. Like 24 had the components to go on, but they didn't implement it and they didn't make the hard decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So, Carly,
and then when it happens, it's like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
We
actually won't have to ask what happened because we're seeing what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
I guarantee.
So won't be a surprise.
Like, let's say the show goes off within a year. People will
No,
I'm just giving a hypothetical.
No, give a hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
You know what? No, do not.
Whoa.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Will, people will stand up and say what. People will be baffled. They're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this happened. And it's like, what do you mean you can't believe this happened? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The evidence is there.
I'm saying that right now with the show, and it's on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe what's happened. It's like they murdered the show from, like,
back
in the day. It used to be a really good show. It was alive. It was rocking. But now they've just murdered it.
This is what,
you
know what? And this is why when people come out, like George Lucas, he comes out and he says, oh, I don't care what Star Wars fans think. Now, as ridiculous of a statement as that is, you can't. You can't, I mean, because he created the whole thing. The fans gave him his billions, right? That's a ridiculous statement. But it's like, you can't really blame him for saying, there is some truth to that statement because fans, they're confusing. Some of these guys don't even know what they want. So I'm just saying, when this show goes off the air, these comedians will come out of the woodwork and say, oh, how could this happen? This is impossible. I can't believe it, guys. The signs were there from day one. As soon as this decade started, the signs were there that this show was on its way out. I'm sorry.
That's your opinion.
My opinion. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure.
That's really your opinion.
Sure. Okay. All right, Carly. Just please, Carly, if it happens, and I know it's a slim chance.
Oh, my God.
If it happens, just remember what Jay said on April 20th. 12:55 a.m.
Okay.
Whatever time it is, Pacific Standard Time.
Oh,
remember what I said here this evening. Okay, just remember.
And Jay's gonna call in. I told you so.
No, Terry, I don't say I don't say anymore.
Oh, you
don't say
that? Okay.
I'll just stay silent because it's more effective. I won't say anything.
It's more okay.
I won't say I told you so. Just like with all those jokers.
Yeah. Well.
So just remember what I said here. You had the chance to say. You had the chance to save this show.
Oh my God! You know what, Jay?
Yeah.
Jay, just okay. You know what? Let's change the subject because I was gay in a hospital.
How can you? I don't know. How can you get rid of the actors who you've listed? Who you've named, and keep the unholy trinity on that show.
Oh, my God. Okay, Zay, we are not having this freaking discussing anymore about this. I am sorry.
It's never been a discussion. You refuse to answer my question.
Oh, my God.
You're the host, Zay.
I said who I was.
You have to answer my question. You're the host.
Excuse me.
Terry, why didn't you do that again? Because that was cool, Michael.
Terry, that was hot. That was hot.
Oh, God.
Terry, I'm like turned on now. That was hot.
Oh, my God.
Well, if that was hot, you should have been on the show a week ago. I flushed the toilet in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, I've learned my lesson. I've got to mute the phone when I go to the bathroom.
It was awful. I mean, it was really something you would see in a foreign film. You know, foreign films, they show people going to the bathroom, flushing the toilet. And that's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I
didn't think it was going to be really that loud. But
we are
home.
Oh,
wow.
I played that episode back. I played the one before. You
did you really?
Here in the background, yeah. So, but.
Oh, God.
God, it was just a freaking burp.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Man.
Oh, you got to keep a sense of humor in this life.
I guess. Yeah.
The humor.
What's
are you ever going to answer my question?
I've answered it so many times that I don't even want to go there with you. I really, really don't want to answer it. Because it's...
Wait a minute. You said you answered it, and then you say you don't want to.
I answered it, and then you're not gonna give an answer that you want. I'm sorry. You're not gonna have me change my mind. Okay, if I maybe if someone hits me in the head, yeah, that might change my mind. But no, I'm so done with that discussion with you.
I think you're never going to get an answer from her. She's so, yeah, I think for
give
that
it up.
Kind of a subject, you're just going to have to give it up. I don't think, yeah, so.
Carly,
Bridget, despite
everything, I'm trying to help you, Carly. I really am.
Okay, Jay, okay, you can, Jay, okay, this, I don't know, call back while I've had, like, 12 hours of sleep, and maybe I will be in the right frame of mind.
12 hours of sleep?
Yeah. Because then I can make up for my, like, 2 hours of night sleep or my 3 hours of night thing. Okay?
Why are you only sleeping 3 hours?
Okay, you know what? That's not the point, though. The reason why
you should be asking me that, too, so, you know.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You please come on the bus with me, Jill.
We're just late nighters. We go to bed I'm the same way. I go to bed at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep. I can't just turn the TV off or the computer off and try to fall asleep.
Welcome to my world. This is what I do.
I have to get up at like 8 in the morning. If I had to get up at 8 in the morning or 7 in the morning, I think I'd probably start going to bed earlier. So, which might be happening soon if I get another a job somewhere.
Are you not working now?
Oh, no, I'm working.
No,
it is. I got a job with, like, benefits and everything. I'm working, like, part-time. I need a job with benefits and everything. And I've been going on interviews, but, of course, obviously nobody's, like, hired me for these jobs, so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad, honey, because there's a lot of people out there looking. It's jobs are.
And I mean, I have 10 years experience with this, because I work at a school district, and because of the No Child Left Behind law, they're really, they ask these structured interviews, like a panel, and they're it's more if you're qualified than if you've got the experience. It seems like, even though I have the experience. I mean, some of these interviews I've been going on are for, like, autistic kids or whatever, I think, and I don't have a lot of experience with autistic children, and I don't know a lot about it, and those are the type of questions they ask me, and it's like, oh, my gosh, I mean, but can't they see that I have 10 years of experience in special ed anyway, and I can learn, like, on the job? Basically, that's what I did. I basically learned all of it on the job, what I do now, so So hopefully soon I'll be having another interview here in Pasadena, in the Pasadena area where I live. So that's kind of a little bit far.
But Jay, you won't be able to call in all summer long?
Maybe one or two times, because I'm going to be traveling, asking people to donate money to this damn movie.
What kind of movie is it, Jay?
I cannot discuss.
You can't say right
now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Got you. Okay.
Sorry.
So you went in that meeting, and so it'll be able to go through, and if you just have to get money or what?
Basically, two out of the three projects I pitched got greenlit, but they basically told me that I had to pay for everything, but they're going to give me access to the editing equipment. Their shooting equipment, all that stuff.
So you're trying to get backers, Jay? Is that what it is?
Trying to get what?
Backers, someone to back this film for you.
Yeah, financial backers. Yeah.
Financial.
I have a guy. I have one of those guys that'll do it, but it's like you ever have one of those people you don't want to ask favors for? So he's like a last resort. But yeah.
Well, I wish you luck.
Guys, when I get my feet firmly planted in this damn industry, I will blow the whistle on everyone.
good. Good.
Yeah, you need to start with daytime first, so, you know.
I will
and then
call a press conference and start taking people out one by one on live television.
There you go.
Oh. Yeah, but by the time you get in the general hospital, I'll probably be off the air.
Hey! We'll be off the air, right?
I don't know, Carly. Sometimes I have faith in general hospital, but then sometimes that other side of me is like, oh my gosh, the show is just tanking so fast. I mean, are they going to be able to save it? You know, I mean.
Well, you know what, the way I look at it is, Days of Our Life was Wizard and General Hospital and they turned it around. So I'm just going to go on that positive thinking
because they were actually listening. They were actually, I think they were going back and seeing what's wrong, listening to the audience.
Exactly. Now, maybe we can borrow those writers to come over today.
They're being stubborn right now. General Hospital is not, because this is about the fans, not about their personal preference.
They
should just take a step back and say, wait a minute, what are we doing here? We need to start listening to the fans again. I'm tired of watching politics in real life. I could, you know, we don't need that in daytime too, you know?
Right.
You know, and they just need to just.
You don't need that
back.
Entertainment at all.
You don't need that entertainment at all.
Exactly.
I don't want to be.
But it is. Politics is in everything.
It's
in everything. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
I don't want to be forced to watch a couple or things on General Hospital that they're like forcing it down our throats. Basically,
I don't feel like I'm forced. I just don't watch it.
Because I'm watching it right now, but I just kind of fast forward it. You know, because the only reason why I tune back in is I'm just curious to see how they're gonna write this storyline with Sunny. I mean, the ratings have slightly gone up a little bit. Huh?
That's the problem right there, Terry. You're fast forwarding through a show that you used to love.
Even the Lucky and Liz things, I kind of fast forward.
This is the problem. I'm a diehard Disney 4 fan, and I fast forward through over half of the episode last week.
I'm a bit biased with 24. I mean, yes, I get what you're saying with 24, but I still watch that show every season, and, you know, I mean, I probably would have watched if they would have kept it on, you know.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's just become one of those shows to watch now, like Lost. People just continue to watch that show, but everyone admits that they're confused and they don't know what's going on.
Everyone is lost.
Okay, I want to ask you guys a question. They're supposed to reveal something big that reveals everything that's from the beginning at the end of the season, right? I want to ask you guys a question. When they do that, subconsciously ask yourself, was that worth waiting 5 years?
Right.
Just wait. No. That show,
anything like that.
I'm telling you, that show is going to be one of the biggest tricks ever. And you know what? No one's going to wake up and realize until the show's done and they've gotten all their money from the DVD sales. It is a trick. It has been a trick for the last 5 years.
So you're saying the end of Lost is going to be totally, it's like, what the heck was this like?
That's what it's going to be like. See, this is what hype has done. Even if our promotions for that show, it's all hype. Lost this, lost that. People just watch it just to watch it. Wait until this show goes off the air. Just wait. Wait about 3-4 months after this show is going off the air. People will then start to say, wait a minute, what is this? Because after
just like you were saying you really didn't understand what was going on. You know how freaking frustrating that is to what you sit down for a freaking hour and you still don't know what, and then you are lost. No,
girl,
so you don't know what the hell you're watching. You don't you don't understand it. That's so
frustrating. One week I was watching him. I thought I understood it. Then the following week it made me even more confused.
I know. Then
you
you're back to square one.
And you know
back to square one.
Some people are just programmed to watch it on Wednesday night at that time. I mean, it's just
And I
that.
Never watched it
it's
from
just,
the beginning.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just that
never,
program.
Huh?
It's just that. It's just that. That's how good they are. That's what I'm telling you. That's how good Hollywood is. And after this, studio company has made all that money from Lost, then after it's marinated in people's minds, it'll start to stink. And then people will say, wait a minute, what is this? But it's you like Terry, unfortunately, you complaining about Clash of the Titans, unfortunately, to them, to the studios, they've got your $10 already. So they don't care.
They
don't really
care.
Give a hallelujah.
They
don't
really care. They got the money, so
they got
they
got me with Spider-Man 3. They got me. They got my money. So me, like there's a guy I know who protests about Bay and what he's done to Transformers, okay? But he went to go and watch Transformers 2. So all of that protest, I don't care if you were the leader of a rally against that movie. If you paid to watch the movie, it means nothing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, man, Lost is gonna, is a big trick. They've tricked so many people with that show. It is scary.
Well, did you? I never really watched it from the beginning. I kind of caught it on like YouTube or there's a website to catch up on the episode. So I never really. Well, I watched the very first episode. Actually, I did watch the first episode when it came on and.
Yeah, I did too. I watched
it.
The first two episodes.
Yeah, the first episode, and I stopped watching it after that. But then something drew me back in. I don't know what it was, but I started watching.
You mean Lost?
Yeah, Lost.
The first two episodes of this season, or the first season?
No, the first season. I watched
the
very,
very
first,
episodes. That's
yeah,
what I watched.
Let me tell you something about that.
Yeah.
The first season was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
The first season was excellent. Ever since, and I mean from the get-go of season two, the show was terrible. Now look.
Hello?
Hello?
Vay?
Hello?
Hey,
uh-oh.
I'm still here.
Oh.
Uh-oh, he got zapped off too.
I'm
he's in cyber world.
You didn't cut him off, did you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Where are your fingers, Carly? Where are your fingers?
It's as if the Blog Talk is letting us off one by one, you know?
Yeah, right. You're right.
You know, it's like we're being killed off one by one here.
By the blog murderer. The blog murderer.
Oh, okay, you know what? Okay, I need... But, okay, I'm thinking maybe because we always go into overtime anyway.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Why don't, I mean, Tiara, how would you feel about making 2 hours on Monday, too? Because, you know,
yeah,
then...
Why not? But, Carly, didn't you used to have 2 hours on Monday, too?
Yeah,
and then you stopped, and I always wondered why. So maybe she got stuff to do or something.
Yeah,
no.
Because of me, or probably because, because of my school, or, something. I don't know, what was that, was that the reason?
Yeah, we should do the 2 hours thing.
I wanted to ask you, Sully, I mean, if that was okay
with
you. And Bridget said it was okay, and I know it's okay with my little partner in crime.
Definitely.
Well, I know.
Shirley's becoming a partner in crime now.
Yeah, I know.
Shirley's like, you know, she's becoming a,
I don't know. Carly, I think Carly gets upset with me sometimes. But
I'm just telling
you what I feel, Carly.
That's why I thought Carly was mad at me tonight, because I kept kind of agreeing with a lot of what she said.
No, I mean, I still go by, you know, what I said, you know. But, I mean, Carly, I mean, I will never disrespect you, because I know this is your show.
Well, yeah,
but
no,
I just tell you what I feel, and I feel
well,
what
yeah,
I feel.
But
but
The thing we were talking about, ZH, and you know how they brought back you know, Maya and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just gonna backfire. Not that I don't think.
Of course it will.
What was I? Oh, I don't think, you know, I mean, I'm saying it's great that they want to put more African Americans on there, but they fuzz up every time they do it because they don't, I mean, not that I'm saying they don't know how to write for them or anything, and the latest one I heard, and I got really upset by it, and I've always said her name wrong. You know that news, that, yeah, well, you know, woman has the seat got canned.
Really?
Yeah, but doesn't make sense to me. Does
you
not make sense. Well, Tiffany, you know, the knife, well, she's not always the knife, but you know the noose that is on ZH that is like the head noose?
Oh, yeah, you tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I hate to say it, but I'm not, I mean, I love Epiphany, but I'm not surprised because they just don't, they're not giving her anything to do. And I think
they
she could really do really well in stories.
I know.
You know, look at her with
and
the
she's
with
a,
the
she's a good actress. But I mean, whether the actor is black or white, they keep bringing on, and they don't know what to do with them. They just keep piling on and piling on, and no one has any kind of direction. Nobody has a storyline. They're just bodies, you know? It's so stupid.
That's what I think the good thing about YNL, they used everyone. I mean, but, you know.
You're right, Carly. They utilize everybody on that show.
But I cannot say the same thing about Days of Our Life all the time. Only because,
yeah,
you know.
They kind of don't. They're not utilizing everybody right now, too.
You know, because, like, you don't, I mean, they'll go weeks on end and you might never see Abe and Lexi. You know, Bridget, crap. Okay, how long have you been watching Dave's, Silly?
Oh, you know what, Carly? I've only really been watching Days of Our Lives since I moved to Florida, which is 2006.
Oh, really? Okay.
I used to watch, you know what, at one time I watched every soap, you know, at one time or another, but then I stopped, you know, and Days of Our Lives, to me, it was the suckiest soap opera on. I said, they had terrible actors, and the storyline sucked. I didn't watch it anymore. You know, and I was watching all ABC soaps, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't know. I know they were on the verge of being canceled, but they got their act together, you know, and someone listened to the fans, you know, and they got it together. And I tell you, GH would take a piece of their pie, you know, take a page out of their book and do it because I'm telling you, if they don't, their ass is grass.
They're not doing any. They're not budging. They're just not budging, General Hospital.
And I'm going to be so pissed, Terry, when they get canceled and we never got laser. I'm going to be so pissed.
You know what?
But I will not be shocked. I will be pissed.
Yeah.
Okay. Bridget. Okay. Maggie is his grandmother, but okay, I was just asking her who, you know, the whole Nathan character and who he was
Nathan,
related to.
Maggie's
his grandmother,
Dad. Was Melissa adopted or was he a true Houghton?
She was adopted.
Okay, because I was just thinking the other day, I mean, how many kids Maggie, you know, has because. You know, we saw Melissa a little while ago, but I thought they had another kid. I mean, she had, like, another, like, Mickey and Maggie. I thought I had another couple of kids.
Hey, Shirley, how long have you been watching General Hospital for?
Huh?
How long have you been watching General Hospital for?
Oh, Terry, I've been watching, off and on. I can't say straight through because I stopped, too, because I got sick of it.
I watched back in the day with Steve Hardy.
Oh, really?
And Audrey.
Yeah,
and
me too.
And Bill Brewer.
Okay.
Frisco and Felicia. Felicia, they were my couple back in the day.
I mean,
they were my couple. I love them.
Frisco,
and
yeah.
when he left the show the first time, because he left and then he came back, I stopped watching it. I stopped watching it. You know, to me, see, I was wrong because I was more of a couple person. But then at that time, the show was good overall. It was a good show. They had good acting. They had good storylines. And then I can remember young Liz and Lucky, like when they were teenagers. And I remember when they got married in the church. Remember they said their vows. And I can recall all that. I can recall when I first saw Steve. When in the boxcar, you know, and then I watched it for a while, and then I got sick of it, and Steve left, and then he got together with Courtney, and was saying, I just stopped looking at it because
what was funny for me? I wasn't that mad. I mean, seeing Courtney, you know, with Jason, I wasn't as mad as I was with Jason and Sam. You know, for me, I'm like, okay, but, you know, when they brought Kelly Monaco over, my stomach did like a flip. I remember it was like, wait a moment, this is not good. This is not good. And when she broke up with Zax, I saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah. And they placed her with good old Steve, and it's been Steve ever since. I mean, they've been together off and on. For what, like, she's been on the show, what, five, six years, something like that?
Sherry?
What's that?
Okay, good. Well,
yeah, she's been on the show for around 5 or 6 years, Kelly Monaco.
Yeah, about 5 or 6 years, something like that.
Yeah, she's been on the show.
I know, and she's been just taking a life out of the show, but she's been on, too.
I'm asking, Bridget, if she can hear us or not.
Probably not.
I doubt that.
Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like Kate Garland danced really bad tonight, people were saying.
Oh, you know what, Carly? I hope they just get her off the show. She needs to go.
I agree.
She needs to go. She is awful. Awful, and it's so unfair because if she doesn't get off the show, you know, if she's not booted off the show, because everybody else dances better than she does. I mean, everybody else dances better. So that means that somebody is gonna leave, you know, and they shouldn't have because this biatch is still on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, and I think she had the lowest score again tonight. Well, she had like 15, I think, tonight. I mean, she's awful. She doesn't dance. She was walking. I mean, she has no rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she has 3 left feet. She's awful. She's just terrible.
Yeah, well, yesterday I was so caught up with trying to get caught up on my, you know, soaps and stuff. So tonight, I think, when I can sleep, ha, 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 I'm going to watch the Country Music Awards.
I saw some of it. I didn't see all of it, but I saw some of it.
And I don't know if you like Brooks and Dunn, but tonight they have, like,
Aren't they breaking up?
Yeah, but they have this big tribute on for them tonight, and it will play May 23rd.
Oh, okay. I'm not into them too tough. My favorite group is Rascal Flatts. I love
me
them.
Me too.
Yeah,
I love them.
Too.
Me
oh, I love
too.
All their songs. They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
They have such a unique sound. I know his voice anywhere. I love them.
Yep.
I love
you
them.
Know, And, you know, I'm a big, well, of course, Terry knows, but I'm a big Taboo fan. So, you know, like last night when she didn't, I don't think people told me she did not win anything. It was like she was totally set out. And I was a little mad because, you know, for years it's always been Carrie Underwood. And
yeah,
so
for me,
because I'm a Taboo fan, I would rather had Taboo take the Entertainer of the Year because I went to Taboo's concert and I loved it.
Oh, really?
I love the whole show. And so, yeah, and my next concert I'm going to is Lady A and Tim McGraw.
Oh, all right. Oh, I love me some Tim McGraw with his little sexy self.
Yeah, well, I've seen Tim and Faith in concert twice. I've seen Tim in concert, like, by himself once, and yeah. But I just saw Rascal Flatts. I was surprised Rascal Flatts did not walk away with,
Yeah, they didn't get anything, right?
Okay, you know, I'm just surprised because they are really good.
Oh, they're damn, I mean, they're always winning something, you know, but this just wasn't their time.
Oh, and so they don't apologize when you spill. I kind of tossed that rule a long time ago. Oh, did you guys hear about Anthony Edwards? I mean, Anthony Gary?
What about Anthony Gary?
It looks like a volcano ass that's doing... Europe travel into Nanaimo is having an impact on Anthony Gary was scheduled to return from Amsterdam.
Oh, that's right.
But can I get a flight due to the airport flogging situation?
Good.
I take it.
Maybe it's time for his ass to leave too. It's time for him. He needs to go. He needs to go, really.
Oh, okay.
Man. You know, I think
what's wrong, Terry?
No, I'm just thinking. I mean, I'm still in my street clothes. So
is it that time to change into your jammies?
Yeah, maybe it's my sister's in the bath. She's just getting out of the bathtub by here, so. And I might go get some. I haven't eaten really any dinner. I might go grab something like.
Oh, you're gonna go out?
No, not to go out. It's too late to go out, but I'll just eat
something.
Yeah,
well,
something.
What are you gonna do? Cook, or are you gonna heat up something?
No, I'll probably just eat some cereal or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't really do.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I've done that. Sometimes you don't feel like you're just a bowl of cereal.
Yeah,
oh.
I know. So, and then I'm gonna go watch 24. I don't care what Jay says. I still like 24.
Oh no! Well, everybody has their likes and dislikes. He doesn't like it.
See,
he's Jay is cool. I like Jay, but Jay is looking at it from. See, he's a filmmaker. I guess so. He looks at it differently than fans do. I mean, some of the things he says, I totally agree.
Me too.
But as a fan, I'm going to be looking at it in one way, and he looks at it in another. But like I said, some of the points he makes are, you know, spot on. You know, but
But
24, the couple of times that I watched it, I found it to be an excellent show. I haven't watched it in a long. I've only seen maybe around 3 different episodes. That's it.
I mean, having a show on for that long, you know, you kind of do run out of storyline. You know,
Very few shows that really end on a good note. I'm going to tell you, even with the sitcoms. Now, my favorite sitcom was Will and Grace.
I loved Will and Grace.
When they went off, what a disappointing show to me.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad someone said that.
I said, is that the best they can do with this couple that we love? Is this it?
What happened at the end of it? I don't think I watched it. What happened?
Oh God! Now, I'm trying to recall now.
I know
they went on and had their separate lives. Of course, he married. He got together with his man, and she married whoever. And their kids you know, I guess they figure, well, maybe their kids will, you know, grow up and be together. But I don't recall the whole thing, but I know that my cousin
was weird.
So,
I do remember watching it.